Let's go to the KRDO Newsline and visit with our very special guest, Jeff Stedman, who's the owner of the Picture Show Entertainment. And Jeff, we're going back in time when prices were absolutely perfect to go to the movie. This weekend, September 3rd, the Cinema Foundation launches its National Cinema Day. What is that?
Well, what it truly is a appreciation for our past loyal customers and that have been coming back since the pandemic and, you know, creating a vibrant summer season. And then also, you know, an incentive to bring back those that haven't yet gone back to the movies and provide them a wonderful incentive to do that, to go see a movie like Top Gun. If you haven't seen it, see it on the big screen before. You know, you have to watch it on your cell phone or TV and really enjoy how those movies were made to be seen. And it's a wonderful, wonderful event that the foundation put together.
No question. And not only do they get to go to the movies to see these excellent pictures, which, by the way, I saw Top Gun. It's excellent. But you can go see it for $3. I mean, this is amazing. How many movie theaters are going to be taking part in this Cinema Foundation National Cinema Day?
Yeah, across the country, there are 3,000 theaters representing just approximately 30,000 screens. They're going to be celebrating this weekend and this $3 pricing. And as you said, it's a throwback pricing. And, you know, really want to support all the folks that enjoy our industry, and this is a great way to do it.
Absolutely.
And there are great movies. I've seen Top Gun twice, and I'll probably see it a third time. It is spectacular.
It is. I love it.
And, you know, not only is it a great weekend to celebrate the cinema, obviously the incentives coming up on September 3rd, but it's also a great way to maybe re-engage a portion of the population that maybe hasn't returned to the theater for a couple years. And really, there's a lot going on. And let's talk a little bit about kind of that safe return to going to the movie experience and what we might be missing if we continue thinking it's time just to maybe hang out inside watching on a phone, tablet, or that on demand on your own TV.
Yeah, well, the one thing, even through the pandemic, the way the theaters operated and we're focused on making a safe environment. We have not had a pandemic breakout in any movie theater across the country. We were probably the most vigilant at probably trying to create a safe environment. And we have that still going on. It's again, we had record attendance on movies this summer. Top Gun is going to be the number 1-3 grossing domestic film of all time. And before that, back in December of last year, we had Spider-Man No Way Home, which is the third largest grossing movie of all time. And that was during the pandemic and right before the Omicron variant, and just did spectacular. And part of this opening weekend, in addition to the $3 pricing, we're also bringing back Spider-Man No Way Home to be shown in the theaters again, just for this weekend opportunity. So.
And the other thing, not to cut you off, but the other one that I'm excited about for Labor Day weekend is Jaws is going to be released as well. That's going to be
Jaws,
pretty.
Yeah, Jaws has come back to the theaters to give you the true scare that Jaws gave us all back, you know, 30 years ago.
I'm showing my age.
I happened to live in San Diego, California, back at that time, and my aunt loaded up all these 10-year-old kids into a station wagon. And I was at the drive-in, and I didn't want to get in a bathtub after that.
No doubt. And there's going to be a sneak peek of upcoming titles. What's that all about?
Just to kind of show you a lineup of what not only is going to come out in the fourth quarter, which are some spectacular movies like Black Panther and Avatar, The Way of the Water, which is a long-anticipated sequel to the first Avatar, which was the number one worldwide grossing film of all time. And just to give you a little more clarity what's coming on, and then 2023 is just going to be just packed with great tentpole movies, but also a diversity of movies to get all people back to the movies.
And this $3 price is for every show, right? Every all day long on September 3rd.
Every show, all day long, all
wow.
age categories, and for everyone.
How much
we're
is the
expecting a fun weekend?
How much is the popcorn going to be sold for? I'm just kidding. So that $3 the savings you get there, you can now finally taste the delicious popcorn. Jeff, thanks for the time. Anything else you want to add, real quick? About 10 seconds.
No. Hey, we have a wonderful theater here in town. Was been involved in this community for almost 20 years now, and really enjoy having everyone come back to the movies this weekend and celebrate with us.